would you like to invest in property without owning assets? Today, we have a very special guest. His name is Justin Hughes. And what's so special about Justin is he is the general manager at Shareland, where he helps turn residential real estate into a liquid on-chain asset class and oversees the launch of Tycoon, an AI agent built for real estate markets. So Justin, tell us about what does it mean to invest in property without owning assets?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
One of the core innovations that we have created is what's called the square foot token. And this was all born out of a simple question, which is, how can I act upon a perspective or a thesis I might have? Let's say I'm driving down the street in a neighborhood and I see certain, what I would consider leading indicators, different retail store landscape changing, gentrification, and I want to play on that. Or perhaps it's the other way. I think that a particular market has been overbuilt and there might be a decline in housing prices. How do I speculate on that? Well, obviously I can buy houses if I want to go long, but if I want to go short, that's really not possible. There's really no mechanism for, you know, I can't borrow my neighbor's house and then sell it the same way that I would short a stock on the stock market. And so that question led us to do a lot of digging, and we worked with some real estate econometrics PhDs that had published some papers out of Wharton and did an analysis. How do people get exposure to real estate? And outside of doing it in the analog, buying a house, there weren't really any options to get down to a granular submarket level. Of course, there's REITs, you know, anybody can buy stock in a REIT, but that's not really correlated to, let's say, I'm in LA and there's a bunch of neighborhoods in LA. Let's just say that I love Silver Lake on the east side. There's no way for me to just get exposure to Silver Lake unless I want to actually go and buy a house in Silver Lake. And so what we've done is we've created a mechanism that allows people to get exposure down at the submarket level with these square foot tokens. And effectively, it's a token that's pegged to the value of a given neighborhood. So the dollar per square foot average of houses being traded in the submarket, we have tokens that are pegged to that value. So we crunch the numbers, we publish what the prevailing dollar per square foot rate is for a submarket, and then tokens are traded on our platform that are pegged to that price. There will be some slight deviations. Tokens can trade at a premium or a discount depending on an imbalance between the longs and the shorts, similar to how an options contract might go up or down depending on the performance of the underlying stock. So we've created a first of its kind derivative marketplace that allows people to get real estate exposure without the hassles of managing a property or acquiring a property, dealing with the financing. Heck, you don't even need to really have any intimate knowledge, but just a perspective on the relative price action of a given market. And so if you're really bullish on Miami and bearish on Austin, well, you can short Austin and go long on Miami. And hopefully, you know, you're right and you're able to make some money. And so that's what Shareland is. Effectively, it's the prediction market for real estate that allows you to speculate on the future price movement.
Thank you. So how can someone who doesn't have knowledge of shorting, what can they leverage this? Would they have to take some sort of course?
No, actually, one of the things that we're really, our main goal is to make everything really approachable. At the very onset, as soon as you talk about blockchain technology or crypto or Web3, half the people you talk to are instantly like, that's too much. You know, a lot of these platforms, you have to have some kind of a wallet extension on your browser. You have to have some understanding of the way these things work. There's really, really high barriers to entry. For us, we go out of our way to integrate technologies that make it a more familiar web experience. So single sign-on with your Google account, for example, you know, being able to transact in a traditional way with a credit card or bank account ACH transfer. So these are the kinds of things that we want to do to kind of bridge that gap. And then from a user interface perspective, we just simply ask, do you think that this is going to go up or do you think this is going to go down? And then we want to hold your hand through that process. I think that there's been a lot of companies that have done a great job of this. You know, I think, you know, Robinhood has done a great job of empowering people to get exposure to the public equity markets. I mean, shoot, you've got folks that are trading options contracts on Robinhood that, you know, they've got a great interface. They just say, do you think it's going up? Do you think it's going down? And they say, oh, well, if you think it's going down, well, then you want this kind of a contract. And this is what it would look like. And here's kind of a calculator. And so we follow in that same footstep. Really just want to make it as simple as possible so that if somebody has an opinion, some perspective or outlook for any regional market or submarket, and they want to take action on that and speculate on that price movement, they find a very easy way to do that with us.
Thank you. What's the very minimum amount of dollars that someone would need in order to invest in property without owning assets, leveraging, what's it called again? A square foot something?
The square foot token.
Yeah, the square foot token. Yes.
Well, technically the minimum is a fraction of a penny. However, we do have a minimum transaction fee of 10 cents. It covers the gas fee for folks that that know kind of the Web3 space. Because it's decentralized, whenever transactions are recorded, there's a little bit of a fee that you pay. And, you know, we basically pay it on behalf of our users, but then charge a fee to cover it. Part of how we make it easy for people, you don't have to have gas tokens. We pay for it, but then and then just bill it for you. So it's one less step for you. So technically 11 cents, I guess, because there's a 10 cent minimum transaction fee. And I guess you'd want to put a penny in, but I don't know why anybody would do that. But effectively, it's far less. I mean, in my career, my whole thing, the whole through line for me has been expanding access to real estate investing to more and more people. I just want to make it as easy as possible with as little down, with as much liquidity and no time horizon, just in and out as easy as you can. And this is the holy grail. I mean, my first startup, RealtyMogul.com, we were doing fractional real estate investing for that one. You know, the minimums could be as high as $10,000, but that was because the operational overhead and just the way that syndications work, it just wouldn't make sense to do anything less. But for this, what we've done here, I believe we've got it down to its theoretical minimum.
Thank you. How can someone find out the minimum information required in order to proceed with investing in square foot tokens property?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we publish a great deal of information in our online wiki that explains how it works. We have a light paper published that gives a pretty high level overview about the mechanisms and how it works. And then last but not least, you can reach out to me. I'm not hard to find. We've got our community page that lists where you can find us on socials. I have conversations with people on online all the time, just answering questions and also soliciting feedback. I mean, we're early stages. It is a startup, and we believe strongly in kind of community-led product development. So I love it when people have opinions and share them with us so that we can incorporate those into our roadmap.
Thank you. So what is a good way for someone to actually make money with this? Like how would someone even know that this is going to work out for them in terms of like to make a good return on investment or whether they're going to lose all their money?
Got to give the disclaimer that, you know, there is no, I'm not giving advice. There is the risk of loss. It is an investment platform. So, you know, I'm not about to say like, oh, it's super easy and there's no risk and guaranteed returns. That is absolutely not the case. And if anybody tells you otherwise, you should not believe them ever. For us, think of it this way. We look at all the transaction history of a given neighborhood. We know what the dollar per square foot average is for houses being transacted in that submarket. We then publish that information and we even publish our methodology. It's easy to replicate what we do. We want it to be understandable. We want it to be super transparent. So this is not something where it's like we're cooking up some secret formula. It's all very just straightforward. And what you're really doing is you're asking yourself, do I think that the average dollar per square foot in this neighborhood is going to go up or is it going to go down? And how much is it going to go up or how much is it going to go down? And then you basically can put your money where your mouth is on that one and decide which neighborhood you think is going to outperform the rest. If you think there's a neighborhood that's going to underperform expectation, you could simultaneously short your least favorite neighborhood and go long on your favorite neighborhood. And hopefully the combination of winning on the short side and winning on the long side could give you a nice little return. But that's not the only purpose for what we've got built. I mean, you know, of course, there's the plain and simple optionality of going long or short on a given neighborhood or city. But let's just say I'm a real estate investor and I've got massive concentration risk. I have a portfolio where I have a lot of assets in a particular submarket, and I might have some fear about what the upcoming months may look like. I may worry about covering debt service and losing equity in a project. Well, with us, you can actually create a hedge position where you can protect in a downside scenario where if things go poorly in that submarket and the housing prices get hurt, you'd be in a position to basically recuperate losses on by taking a short and winning on that short bet to help carry you through the downturn on the equity side.
Thank you. Tell us about how long this platform you've created, how long has it been running? And is it kind of similar to other tools like Polymarket and I think Pulse or something like that?
Yeah.
Is it similar to that? Is it like a prediction market betting where basically you get asked, do you believe this share is going to go up or down? And then you just say yes or no. And based on that, you put basically a certain amount of money. And then, you know, if it's a winning bid, then you win. And if not, then you lose the whole thing. Is that how it goes? Because I've never invested in kind of like stocks. So tell us, like, for a beginner, how this could work.
Yeah, no, it's a very appropriate comparison. I would say that the kind of underlying technological backend to prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket and what we're building at Shareland are both very, very similar. Let me loop back on that because I will answer your first question because that's the easier one to answer. We're currently in what's the testnet phase. We're not transacting real money. So this is not something that I would tell all of your listeners to go out and place their bets today. However, I would love them to come join us on the testnet and see what it's all about. See if it's something that they'd be interested in. Shoot me a note. I would love to hear feedback. We're also currently running a contest. So we allow people to come to the platform. We give you fake money, place your bets, and then the winner is earning points towards a future airdrop. But, so if people are interested in being an early adopter and staying abreast of what's the latest and greatest, I would absolutely love it if they'd come by and share their thoughts. But coming back to the Kalshi and Polymarket question, effectively at the end of the day, the similarity is that we're thinking forward to what might happen in the future and we're placing bets on what might happen. Now, Kalshi and Polymarket are both what I would call binary prediction markets. It's very yes-no, right? Now, there might be multiple yes-nos in a given kind of question. Whereas for us, instead of saying, oh, will San Francisco appreciate by 5%? Yes or no. And then there's the binary contract and you see like, oh, well, it costs 80 cents to buy the yes contract and 20 cents to buy the no contract, right? For us, we've kind of flipped the math around so that you can own effectively a square foot of San Francisco. So if the San Francisco dollar per square foot is, gosh, I don't know off the top of my head, but let's just say it's $1,000 for easy math. You could then buy one San Francisco square foot token for $1,000. Now, of course, one of the things that we do is we break down markets a little bit more granular. I'm using large city names just for the sake of discussion, but we could do things like, We could break it down more geographically, like East Bay, Peninsula, things like that, or even break it down to a specific neighborhood in Oakland. The technology is flexible and can accommodate any shape you want to draw on the map. And ultimately, we let the community decide. They tell us what they're interested in having exposure to, and we respond.
Thank you. What else would you like investors to know about your Shareland platform for prediction markets?
Oh man, that's a tough question. I feel like I just rattled everything off already. But that I'm incredibly easy to reach, mostly because I strongly believe in getting feedback from the people out there. I'm not trying to self-impose my perspective or viewpoint on things, and I'm in this for the people out there that would find use in this product, and so I want to hear from them. Second. You can look at the charts and you can see in this testnet environment, you can see how the relationship between the tokens and the real world asset price behaves. They move in lockstep with each other. The only discrepancy is if you have an imbalance between longs and shorts. So if there's a lot of people going long on a neighborhood, the token is going to trade at a premium to the real world asset price. And if there's a lot of people shorting a neighborhood, it's going to trade at a discount to the asset price. And so that sentiment gets baked into the price. And so it's not going to be specific, like hard pegged, like a stable coin on US dollars. It's a soft peg mechanic, but it's also phenomenally effective for a low volatility asset class like real estate.
Thank you. Did I understand correctly? If people want to invest in this, they can't do it yet?
Correct. Right now, we are in testnet phase. So we allow people to try out the platform. And you can effectively do everything that will be possible with real money soon. But in the meantime, while we're finishing up our product roadmap, and we've got a few more internal milestones that we're looking to hit before we release it to the public. And so we're getting close, though.
And are you looking for investment for this platform?
Oh, like venture capital investors for the platform or just people investing on it? Well, I mean, the answer would be both. I mean, if there are people that are interested in any of our upcoming rounds, they could reach out to me to talk about corporate investment. But if you're interested in investing in the platform itself, that for sure. So I guess yes and yes. But the first one is more a matter of timing.
Tell me about why someone should consider in investing in Shareland Squarefoot tokens versus investing in other asset classes or in other things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would answer that the same way I would answer the question, why should anybody invest in real estate? I mean, top of the list would be diversity. I think if you were to talk to a registered investment advisor, they would try to urge you to take a couple shares in REIT stock in addition to whatever stock and bond portfolio they're recommending. And, you know, I think that diversification is a good thing. Particularly if you have concerns about inflation, where real estate typically performs well in inflationary times, or the plain and simple fact that affordability is really not there anymore. I mean, if you look at any of the charts, the ownership rate of houses in the U.S. is declining, and so where does that leave us? People are just not going to have access to the most important asset class on the planet. They're not going to have that exposure to that asset class to help build their wealth as they look towards, we have to have a solution there. And so that would be my thing. It's like, look, I'm not telling you to come and put 100% of your investable liquid net worth into Shareland. I mean, hey, maybe, but no, it's just part of an overall investment strategy, one where diversification is an intelligent play.
Thank you. Tell us how entrepreneurs and investors can leverage AI tools or any other tools in order to make a better decision about what to choose in your Shareland Squarefoot token. Like what kind of decision they should be making in terms of the investing?
Sure. Well, for us, we try and make it really simple. Just having an opinion on any given market. If I was just to ask you, what neighborhood do you think is going to appreciate the most in 2026? And what neighborhood do you think is going to decline the most in 2026? We actually launched an AI agent called Tycoon. Tycoon is I like to think of him as a customer service on steroids. I mean, this agent has access to all of the nationwide data. It has access to our platform data. It can identify trends and it can answer questions. And if you were to just say, hey, look, I really feel strongly about, I keep using Miami and Austin as an example, but if you were to just share with it those thoughts, it could help guide you and provide you but ultimately, you have to make the decision for yourself, and the information and the guidance is not going to be like, oh, I think you should do this or you should do that, but more, oh, okay, well, if you're looking at Miami, you may want to know that the sentiment is very bullish and the tokens are trading at a premium, and so you may want to factor that in to that. Or if you like Miami, maybe you should also look at these markets. They have a similar profile, but maybe a little less attention. And so there might be more there for you. But overall, aside from our own AI agent tools, you know, then there's just the generic ones. I mean, AI is proving to be an incredibly powerful tool when it comes to synthesizing information. There are certain things that I wouldn't necessarily trust without double checking. And so I always urge people when using AI, be responsible about it. But, you know, there's each of the major LLMs have their kind of deep research functionality where you can get information. But that's on the generative AI side. I mean, machine learning in real estate's been around for a while. I mean, there's a lot of tools out there that will effectively allow you to pull and synthesize information pretty rapidly to get an understanding of what you're looking at in a given submarket. So if you wanted to make smarter decisions, those are the things that I would tell people, you know, go out, do your own research, see what's out there. And, if anybody wants more specific guidance, they're welcome to give me a call and we can talk about it.
Thank you. Now, if everyone is using Tycoon, aren't they likely to get like similar results and put similar predictions and therefore lower the possibility of someone else actually making more income? I don't know. What's the impact of, let's say, many people using kind of like the same AI tool?
Sure. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to answer. If two people ask it the same question, it's going to give the same answer. If it's about the state of a market or, you know, the demographics or the growth or, you know, any factual information that it has access to, then I guess the concern is that, well, if everybody's acting on the same answer, you know, does that mean everybody's piling in on the same side of the bet? Well, AI or not, that is still the risk. But again, that's why that premium and discount mechanism is built into the platform. Effectively, if everybody is going long, it starts to trade at a premium, which is designed to disincentivize more people to pile on, and it incentivizes people to take the other side of the bet, basically go on the short side. Because everything about the system is about trying to connect the people that are bullish on a market with the people that are bearish on a market and allowing them to pick a point where they both feel like they're, we've found the equilibrium in this one. And then the future tells who ends up the winner and who ends up the loser.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, justin@share.land is my email address. You can also find us on our socials at share.land, all spelled out. So SHAREDOTLAND. And that's our Twitter handle or X handle. If you come to the website, www.share.land, you'll see a bunch of other links. That'd be the best way.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.